Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Eva Medalik of evamedalik.com. Eva, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Eva before we jumped right in so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Eva is a certified high performance coach and a relationship success coach. She has coached both men and women in the areas of personal development, leadership, and relationship transformation. She specializes in helping executives, entrepreneurs, influencers, and business leaders create sustained, heightened levels of success in business and personal life by developing relationships and influence, taking radical responsibility, and implementing habits for success. Eva believes that the power of your personal and professional relationships can be unlocked in a way that creates success and high performance mastery in every area of your life. Eva, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My CEO story started, I was a dental hygienist for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And during the downturn of the last economy that we had, I actually got downsized while I was preparing for my 50th birthday. And then going out and interviewing actually had me realize that I wanted to really start my own business. And I started a real estate investment company. I invested in my education to learn how to invest in real estate and create a business. And so I created a real estate business. But during that time of working, creating the business, going to classes and learning how to create that business, I took my eye off my relationship. And I was newly married. And before long, I had discovered that my husband was interested in another woman. And that was a wake-up call for me in my CEO story, that it wasn't about what I was doing. I was super driven. I was workaholic. I was doing, but I didn't take sight of who I was being in that moment. And I really got a chance to turn that breakdown into a breakthrough. And I realized that this is a problem with a lot of highly driven entrepreneurial business leaders, people who are in the leadership position. You know, we're driven. We're driven to succeed. However, at what cost? And so I teach entrepreneurs and leaders and CEOs and executives how to have that both and, that you do not have to sacrifice your personal life for your business or your business for your personal life.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And definitely the both and having perspective, because I think so many times you feel like you have to choose either or. But understanding that a lot of times we do a lot of the things that we do, we're driven, is sometimes for our families, for our significant others, for our kids. And at the same time, we don't want those relationships to go by the wayside because we are driving to basically do for them what we're ultimately hoping to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I came to the realization, like, everyone that I was doing this for and building up my wealth for, that I could lose it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I could lose it all. It's like, why am I working so hard if I'm not taking care of what's most important to me? And that was, you know, my relationship with my husband. It was my second marriage and my family. So we really battened down the hatches and did the work and recommitted ourselves to each other. You know, we healed ourselves together, mm-hmm. but we also looked inside to see what was causing us to self-sabotage, what was causing me to be the workaholic and driven person that I am, what was causing mm-hmm. him to self-sabotage, and what was keeping us from communicating authentically and honestly with each other about what we were feeling. And that's why I love to help entrepreneurs in that relationship success piece, but also in the habits of high performance, which has to do with our influence and our relationships, not only at home, but in our professional lives. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if your life is messed up at home, you're not relating well out in the business world either.
Yeah, absolutely. And not realizing how you're showing up in so many of those different aspects of our lives. But I definitely appreciate you for doing that and for doing the work, obviously, as well, too, with you and your husband. But also, you know, reminding us and letting so many entrepreneurs and business owners, they're so driven for whatever they want and want to perform so high that there is a way to do both and just being aware of that. So I know you touched on it a little bit, but I want to drill down a little bit deeper. Could you take us through how you work with your clients and what exactly that looks like?
Oh, I'd love to. So how I work with my client is I take them through my relationship style assessment to figure out what is our blueprint operating system, where it came from, and how it shows up to damage and sabotage how we relate and our influence today. And so once I take you through that, then we move into the high performance. It's like, what habits do you need to master to be your best self in every area, to bring your A game, to have clarity, to have the energy, to have the courage, the productivity, and the influence to take your life and your career to the next level? And so that's how I work. I think we go from the past to the present, but most of our time is creating the future, creating our best selves. Who do we get to be? How do we get to show up strong for ourselves and our family? How do we manage our energy? How do we have the physical and mental stamina to be our best selves for everyone in our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely appreciate that process. And I appreciate you talking about, like, you know, looking at, you know, how do you show up? Because I think so many times we have, I don't know if I would call them, you know, defense mechanisms, but that's what's coming to my mind, where sometimes we will drive and work because that's the defense mechanism for something else. And even if you stop working, sometimes it can manifest itself in some other way. So you really have to drill down and look and do that assessment, do that work to try to figure out what it is, why it's happening, and really start to solve it from there.
Yeah. And most of the times, you know, nothing's wrong with us, right? You know, the triggers and everything, it's because of what happened to us. Mm-hmm. It's because of how we dealt with fear and anxiety or defended ourselves in our early life experiences that created these habits and patterns and traits, how they show up in our adult lives. And most of us have not taken the time to make that connection. Right. And once you make that connection, it's easy to shift. It's easy to shift into high performance because you know that that stems from what your brother did, what your mother did, what your sister did, right? That gave you that feeling of maybe being weak or inadequate, or maybe things were said, or you were bullied, or whatever it is that you bring in. A lot of times it's very, very deep, but it shows up in a tangible way that prevents you from operating at your best, at your highest, at your peak performance, and keeps you off of your A game. And so just making that identification and creating those tweaks so that you can master practices to move to your A game and stay there. I mean, it's sustainable, the work that I do. It's not a temporary, like a diet that works for a couple weeks or a New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. You get to take this into every area of your life. And that's why I'm so in love with what I do.
Yes, it's definitely exciting. And I think when you get to the heart of it, to the core of those things that happen, that's when you start to really make those long-term approaches. If you're just saying, okay, well, we're just going to get you to stop working more when there might be an underlying cause, that's when, you know, you have those differences between the, you know, what is it, like a 30-minute workout that you have. You do it for once a week and then you're good, versus actually drilling down and actually seeing like what that issue is and how we should do it. And I think what was coming to my mind is that so many people say, you know, why can't I get it together? Why can't I get it right? When in reality, we all kind of have those things that we have to work through. We all have those things that we have to shine light to really start to heal and start to make those changes that we need to be our best selves and reach our highest potential.
Yeah. I mean, it really came to light for me personally. I know I've done the work, but just even seeing, like, you know, I don't know how many people have been betrayed in their marriage or in their relationships in one way or the other. And when you look at to figure out what was the pain that caused the betrayal, you know, not making the other person wrong. I mean, yes, we both took responsibility. That's mm-hmm. what I mean by taking radical responsibility. But when we did the work and dug deep as to the root of why, I'll just say for myself and my husband, why he was feeling the way that he was feeling that caused him to sabotage our relationship. Mm-hmm. It got really deep, and it had to do with, you know, the family dynamic of how he grew up, mm-hmm. and those feelings were resurfaced. And a lot of times people don't recognize that or realize that or know why that's happening. They just know that they're trying to soothe the pain. They're right. trying to soothe the deep-seated anxiety, and they may not be picking the right things to soothe it. And so, you know, working with me, you'll learn how to recognize when that happens, why it's happening, the root of why it happened, and to really be given specific tools to shift ways of being, how you can communicate better, how you can connect better and be present and really be aware and make those positive changes. I mean, my relationship now is better than it was when, you know, when we were young and in love and everything was roses. It's so much more connected at a deeper level. And I'm just really grateful that we went through the breakdown so that we could create this breakthrough. And then I get to really, you know, add that with the training that I have and the certifications that I have to really help people live their best lives and be their best selves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely, you know, commend you for being able to do that, you guys for doing the work. And then also, you know, not just keeping it, you know, within your family and what it is you're doing, but creating that space and that opportunity for so many people. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for yourself or for your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, my secret sauce is managing energy. And if you are a driven person and you're go, 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 I teach you how to create transition breaks and energy breaks so that you are operating at your highest level all day throughout the day. And so if you think about a racetrack, if you've ever seen the Indy 500 or whatever, I'm not a car person, so bear with me, guys. But you know the cars stop for a pit stop. When do they stop for a pit stop? Before the tire blows, before they're out of gas, before they ruin a spark plug or a gasket or whatever cars need to keep themselves running at their best so that they could win the race. We don't do that to ourselves as humans. Yeah, we may get up early and work out, and then we work 8 hours straight. We eat at our desk. We don't take the time to give ourselves those energy breaks to release from one thing to another. Like before I got on this podcast with you, I was on another call. I took 2 to 4 minutes to release the energy from that activity and to create new energy so that I could be on my A game for you. Mm-hmm. When do we do that in our day? Do we even think to do that? We have to remember to get up and drink water or go to the bathroom. But you'll find when you take regularly scheduled pit stops at the top of every hour, not 2 hours, not 3 hours, not a lunch break, but 2 to 5 minutes at the top of every hour. Don't work longer than 50, 55 minutes. You're going to be at your peak performance for the whole day. That's my secret sauce.
Awesome. I know. I absolutely love that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
What makes me more effective and efficient is I do an intention setting, especially when I need to have a difficult conversation. Mm-hmm. And so I actually manage the process. When you're having a difficult conversation, which you will either in your personal or professional lives, you want to manage the process and not be attached to the outcome, but the process. And the process is, how does the person you're speaking to feel when you're talking to them? Do they feel heard? Do they feel acknowledged? Do they feel appreciated? Do they feel valued? You don't have to agree with them. A lot of us are really spiting ourselves to be right. Mm-hmm. But it really is about how does the other person feel in relationships? And then you have a greater influence in enrolling people in your vision, in your mission, and in the outcome that you want when you are always setting the intention that I'm going to make you feel that you are heard, that you are seen, that you are appreciated.
Definitely a great reminder. So I want to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
You know, if I would have hacked into a time machine, I would tell myself it's really not what I do, not to be busy doing all the time, but to really take the time and be conscious and mindful of who I am in the process. Who I'm being in the process.
Awesome. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Eva, what does being a CEO mean to you?
A CEO means to me that you are adopting the role model mindset. Hmm. And what I mean by adopting the role model mindset, is just know that everybody's watching you. They're watching who you are being as you are building, as you are leading, as you are showing up. And you have the ability to influence how people think, what they do, how you can enroll them, and what they actually aspire to.
I definitely appreciate that definition and that perspective, and I appreciate your time even more, Eva. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know, and then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things that you're working on.
What's coming up for me now, and it's kind of shifted in the state that we're in, but I think I shared with you earlier, I'm doing an online show called Next Level Success, Key Practices to Creating Extraordinary Results in Every Area of Your Life. And it really is about consistency in your habits. Creating a morning routine, I believe, is one of the key things to set you up to win the day, whatever that morning routine looks like for you, but keep it consistent. And create mastery of the habits that will bring your best self to light and keep you on your A game, because you are a role model for many, and you have an opportunity now to positively influence the way people are thinking during a time when there's a lot of uncertainty, and you have the ability to level up your skill set even more. Remember all the things we said when we don't have time?
You had a lot of time.
Now we have some time. So are you going to just Netflix and chill? Or are you going to use that opportunity to skill up and level up and develop yourself so that you can rise and be prepared for what's next?
Absolutely. And for people that want to get it, you know, and find out more information about Next Level Success and get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the show is nextlevelsuccess.com, but the second E is out of level. So it's N-E-X-T-L-E-B-L success.com. And you can always find me on my website, www.evametalek.com. Very easy.
Awesome. 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 And to make it even easier, we'll have the links and information in the show notes so you can just click through and get in contact with Eva. But thank you so much, you know, for all the awesome things that you're doing, you know, and I think at the core of, you know, everything that we do in our lives and in our businesses, we forget about that relationship piece. So I thank you for reminding us of that and reminding us of the work that we need to do to be able to make sure that we are showing up as our best selves in so many aspects of our relationships and our lives. So I definitely appreciate you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.